I'm Clayton English.
And I'm Greg Glaude.
And this is a War on Drugs Quick Fix. Okay, so Greg, I read something online. You know, while we've been recording this season, the Biden administration came out and said that they, I don't know exactly how to put it. He's saying that weed is not bad, or you shouldn't be in jail for weed on a federal level. It wasn't really clear. So that's why I'm coming to you. If I didn't understand it, I know some of the people at home probably didn't either. And I knew that you would have a little bit more insight than I did.
Yeah, and it was vague for a reason. So not understanding is, but I know what you're talking about. So the Biden administration, you know, at the time of this recording, it was, I think, early October it happened. And so there might be some more information by the time you hear this, but the Biden administration essentially did two things. One, they pardoned, which means essentially this crime never happened.
Okay.
That's what they did for drug possession marijuana offenses, for federal crime, for the federal criminal justice system, and then also for D.C. They have authority over the D.C. courts and things like that. So no one was actually in prison for marijuana possession. Right. It doesn't happen at the federal level.
I was about to say, yeah, I feel like it would be a little bit more than just a marijuana charge if you're doing fed time.
Yeah, essentially that criminal record comes off. So that was the whole point, that you're not going to have this on your record anymore. But there's very few people that all they have is a federal marijuana possession conviction. Right. The second thing he did was essentially said to other government agencies that we're going to start looking at the scheduling of marijuana. Because as we've talked about, marijuana is a Schedule I drug.
Right. Means it undeservedly.
It has no medical value whatsoever. There is only, you know, it's only a narcotic for narcotic's sake. It has nothing, no medical value. You can't do research really on it without very high level exemptions and all these things. And so they said, let's do an expedited review of whether this should still be scheduled at Schedule I.
Marijuana is Schedule One.
Yeah.
And cocaine is Schedule Two?
Cocaine is Schedule Two.
How does that even make sense?
Well, a lot of it gets back to power and authority, right? Well, it's about kind of the power and control that comes with making it a Schedule One drug. You control every single last bit about this. And, you know, we needed to villainize marijuana, you know, and Natalie Papillon kind of talked about the history of prohibition on marijuana. There were reports and studies saying you should decriminalize it, like it should not be a federal crime. But it allowed for an expansion of policing power. It allowed for more civil asset forfeiture. It allowed for, you know, militarization of police. It allowed for all these different things, that all the things that we've been talking about beyond just the drug war, that the drug war allows for it to happen. So you make it Schedule One, you make it the worst of the worst, and that's essentially what went down. And, you know, someone like Edwin Rubis, that's how he gets to be incarcerated for 40 years for conspiracy to distribute marijuana when
with
no marijuana
no
was
physical.
No.
Yeah. And I mean, and I don't know what person, everyday regular person, sees that and is like, oh yeah, marijuana is way worse than cocaine.
Yeah.
Cocaine, we know about the overdoses. We know what it can do, the damage it can do to your heart, the damage it can do to your brain by just overuse, right? Unfortunately, weed doesn't have that, man. A weed overdose involves you going to sleep with your shoes on.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Eating cereal. Like, is weed, weed actually cares about you. It'll tell you, go to sleep before you kill yourself. Yeah.
I'm Greg Glaude.
And I'm Clayton English.
And this has been a War on Drugs Quick Fix. Thanks for listening.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in the zone, auto.